I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real than probably die harder.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your 5-Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm here with Coach Brandon Lundberg today.
Yo, what's up? CJ's coming back eventually.
Yeah, he's just not here so he doesn't get fined.
That's true. He's here. He did make his picks, so he did the bare minimum.
Yeah, the bare minimum, which is all we ask.
That's
from listeners, please give us a download, check us out, just stream it with no volume. That's
there you go.
Bare minimum.
Perfect.
All right, guys. So Brandon and I, we went over the news in the NFL yesterday. Obviously, Brandon, off the top, you know I'm getting a little excited for USC. Did you see Lincoln Riley's top quarterback prospect transferred to USC?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the top recruit. He's like, I was going to Oklahoma for Lincoln Riley, so I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. So he's like decommitted from Oklahoma, yeah. And now he's going to USC. Yeah, that corner, Damani Jackson, I'm not sure if he's still debating yet. He was at the Ohio State Michigan game, and as soon as the news, you know, obviously Michigan beat Ohio State, but then as soon as the news broke about Lincoln Riley, everybody in the Michigan on the message boards for recruiting or, you know, got excited and thought maybe they're going to steal one of the top corner prospects in this class coming up, but he's already, he just eliminated Michigan, I think yesterday. So a lot of people are thinking maybe he's going to continue to stay, maybe either Alabama, USC, but it might lean more USC. So this could be a monster of a recruiting class. Yeah, and huge success.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. it's been a little bit.
Yes, because this the excitement that people have now, and they all know Lincoln Riley can win. This is a moment for them.
I'm just looking forward to the future barn burners of Oregon and USC. Those two offenses going against each other is going
to
be
It used to be that way, even with Jim.
Yeah,
out there, even the pro style offense versus that spread offense, and so Andrew Luck and. Yeah, that was a lot of fun to watch.
Those Stanford teams were tough as nails, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right into this, Brandon. We got some games to cover today. The New York Giants at the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins get 3 here.
Oof.
Well, I picked Giants earlier in the week when I was looking over the games, but Daniel Jones is not guaranteed to play here, which,
yeah,
honestly, you know, might not be the worst thing to ever happen. Yeah. To the Giants.
Maybe.
Their backups, no bueno, but this might actually commit them to being a running team. It would be Mike Glennon for the umpteenth time he gets a chance in this league for some reason. Saquon, but this could dedicate them to Saquon Barkley and Devontae Booker actually running the ball, which is what they need to do to be a successful team.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that the Dolphins are kind of hot right now, the way that they've,
but the Giants defense has been playing tough. Very tough.
They have
so the Bucks, they got flamed a little bit. The Raiders, they held. The Chiefs, they held. Panthers, they held. Eagles, 13-7 last week. I'm personally going to go with the Giants here getting 3 points because
That line, who knows if that line's changed since, because remember, these are the opening lines. Yeah, so that line might be one for us to examine just real quick to see what the change.
Yeah, now it's Miami -4 because of the Daniel
Jones. So it's changed slightly.
Yeah, I'm going Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dolphins here. I think this is a good game for Tua. I know the Giants defense has played well, but, you know, Miami's offense has been decent, but their defense has also stepped up a lot. If there's no Daniel Jones, I'm not even really going to be worried about the run game because you can kind of load up on that if you want to and force Glennon to throw the football, which I'm not confident that he's going to do much. They're already in enough disarray. Changed up offensive coordinators basically midseason here. So I'm going to take the Dolphins in this one.
Dolphins it is. And then our esteemed colleague, colleague. Okay. His colleague, CJ. He has chosen the Dolphins in this one at -4. All right. So the chart, let's go next. Indianapolis Colts, Houston Texans. I think the line went up on this one. Yeah, it went from 7.5 to Indy's -9 now.
Wow.
Texans defense has been spotty. They can play the Texans defense. It's not as bad as you think it would be, even though I can't name like three starters on it.
Yeah, I honestly, I mean, this is a good spot for the Colts here, especially, you know, I think that they'll be able to run the football, obviously, in this game. They'll be able to control the line of scrimmage.
Carson Wentz has been playing very well lately.
Yeah, this is a good spot for them to, you know, kind of a, you know, they lost a tough one a week ago against the Bucks. They get a lot easier of an opponent here. I'm going to take the Colts. I think Jonathan Taylor is going to have another monster game.
I agree with you here, and I think this is where the Colts have turned into a good team. What do good teams do? They smash bad teams. So I think this is going to be a blowout here. I'm going to take the Colts. Colts are second in the league in scoring. That's
pretty sure CJ took the Texans probably. I'm just kidding.
Let's look. CJ took.
He probably did. I haven't looked.
Where are we at?
He took
Texans.
The.
Yep.
Did he really?
Yep, took the Texans.
I was just kidding, man.
No, he likes Tyrod Taylor.
All right, cool. It's Tyrod.
Tyrod, excuse me. Minnesota Viking. I'm going with the Colts. Also, did you see that clip of Darius Leonard last week playing against the Bucks?
What happened?
Oh, dude, he was mic'd up. I got to send it to you. You're going to love it. Okay. So he's like, he was telling the huddle. He's like, man, that's my first time playing against Tom. This is my first time playing against Tom. This is crazy. And then he's like, because he had that strip. He punched the ball out.
Okay.
And then he normally gets up and celebrates. He's like, man, I got up to celebrate, and I went to go talk smack. I looked. I was like, I can't do it. You're the GOAT.
That's great. I love that.
It's so good, man.
He's because like, at the end of the day, you lost. And
Yeah. But no, I love seeing stuff like that. Respecting the greats.
No, I love that, too.
Even though Darius Leonard might be the best defensive player in the NFL this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's up there. For sure. He's definitely a heck of a player.
He's my defensive player of the year so far.
Dude, yeah, that's something we got to go back over eventually.
Yeah.
Definitely take a review all of that again. Because
he had 15 tackles against the Bucks, a strip. The dude's just a beast. I think he's leading the league in forced fumbles, or he's up there in like the top five.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys who's good at what? You know, the punch out move?
Yeah, punch out. Right, and he's just sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the next one. Minnesota Vikings at Detroit Lions. This one was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. The Vikings are -7.
Oof.
Now, the Lions backdoor covered on them last time, but it was off some crazy stuff at the end of the game. Vikings missing the field goal. Lions have looked better. They are without Swift, though. But they do have Jamal Williams and Jamar. Oh, sneaky DFS play alert.
Jamar Jefferson, yes.
Jamar Jefferson. That's a sneaky DFS play. He's had touchdowns in both games where he's gotten play. I'm telling you. You want someone off the waiver, like the cheapest can be, might have a big game. Just throwing it out there. Got a hunch. Spidey senses going off.
I don't have a lot to say about this one. I'm just going to go with the Vikings. Detroit's secondary, they're toast in this matchup. I have zero confidence that they'll be able to keep it close. But again, you have to look at the other side, and the Vikings have played almost every game they've been in fairly close for the most part. But it's, man, it's the Lions. Like, you
Lions
should be
are
able
running
to just take
the ball
care of business.
Decently, though.
Yeah. And that's what they want to do.
And they have Jamal Williams. I'm going to pick the Lions with the points here because this is the theme in betting this year that I've had success with. The unders have won immensely more. So when I'm on the fence, I go under.
No, yeah, I know. Like, that's one of the things that kills me. Some of these higher spreads that, you know, or 10 points or 8 points or in that range, I do want to consider taking the underdog, but no, I'm going to go Vikings here. I think the Lions are finally just, they should be at peace at this point with where they are in terms of where they're going to draft.
Yeah.
So
Aiden Hutchinson going to look good in the staying local.
Yeah. The Honolulu and the Honolulu blue or whatever they.
Yeah. CJ went with the Vikings.
Nice. You went Lions, right?
I'm going Lions. I don't know why, but I am. Philadelphia Eagles at New York Jets. The Eagles are giving 6.5 here to the Jets.
Yeah. Obviously, here I am in another spot like that. Now, we look at the Eagles, or excuse me, yeah, we look at what happened to the Eagles last week. Just not good, right? It was like 13-7, I think. That was the... Gosh, why is it escaping me? That was against the Giants. Am I wrong?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So the Giants beat the Eagles 13-7 last week.
Yes.
And that, to me, it's kind of an omen for
this.
Here's
my thing. Jalen Hurts limited in Wednesday's walkthrough. He's banged up. If Jalen Hurts doesn't have his full mobility and is forced to throw, Robert Saleh's going to send the house at him.
Yeah.
I'm That's going an interesting Jets to thought. Cover here. But here's the other side. If they don't play him and Gardner Minshew comes in, I think Minshew torches the Jets. So I'm going to pick the Jets to cover here. But pay attention, listeners. If the Eagles start Gardner Minshew, slam the Jets, the Eagles. Slam the Eagles. Because the point spread.
You've been waiting on this forever.
I have, but here's what's going to happen. The spread's going to go down if the backup plays. That's just what happens. But Gardner Minshew is not your average backup. This is your chance to catch Vegas. Slip.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm going to go Eagles here just off of that thought process. I know we don't really change things up based on injuries at the end of the week. Obviously, I would probably consider sticking with the Eagles, even if Jalen doesn't play, but I'd rather see Jalen out there. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one to cover, obviously.
All right, I'm going to go with the Jets to cover. Probably going to regret that. Let's go Arizona Cardinals, Chicago Bears. Now, here's another one. I'm not going near this game in real life betting. Because Kyler Murray, we don't know if he's playing. The spread on this was up to 7.5 for the Cardinals. I think that's because it's looking like D-Hop and Murray might play.
Oof. Yeah.
So Kyler's questionable and limited at Wednesday's practice. And then D-Hop. Limited at Wednesday's practice. I think they're both going to play, though.
Wow, this is definitely an interesting game because Chicago, man, they make things ugly a lot.
They do.
And Arizona likes to, you know, they're more finesse to me than they are like grit overall. But, you know, I was looking at the DFS, you know, lineups, kind of like what the construction might look like for teams and James Conner. You know, he's got like a higher projection for like teams. Ownership. Yeah, and he's got like a high projected ownership total. And I feel like, you know, it's kind of like baiting you into picking him up. And there's some chalky plays this week at the running back position, especially with some of these spreads that are, you know, 10 points, 7 points. Those are games you want to target the running backs in DFS. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. I do think that David Montgomery against this Cardinals defense might have a shot to make this game to help make this game more interesting. But if Murray is out there, they're going to take care of business and they'll cover in this game.
Yeah, the Bears, they've been mucking it up. It's which Bears team are we seeing? Are we seeing
Let's consider this too. Sorry. Think about this. It's in Chicago.
Yep.
So that's one.
That field gets sloppy. So Arizona speed might go out the window. They just got so much talent on offense. If Murray plays, it just is a completely different offense.
Yeah. Connor's.
Is Khalil Mack back for this one?
I don't know. I think he's done for the year.
Is he done for the year?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know when they announced it. I just remember.
Yeah. He's on IR. Something.
Yeah.
Season ending surgery. Yeah. 13 days.
I'm going to go back on this. So with the seven, I'm going to take the Bears. I'm going with the Bears on this one because
I'm going to go with Arizona. I don't like it, but I'm going to go with Arizona.
Yeah. This isn't one that I would mess with because who knows what's going to happen. Kyler Murray's been what, a game time decision almost.
Yep.
It's a tough one.
Oh, the line actually dropped. So CJ gave us the picks this morning. It was at -8 and the line has moved to -7.5. So that means a lot of money is going on the Bears. Slam the Cardinals for me. Always go the opposite way of the money, baby.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because the NFL, that's how the play calls go. Oh, there's going to be a phantom pass interference call now to make sure that there's some covers.
It looks like CJ went with the Bears. So yeah. he's going in that.
No, the fact that it changed half a point since this morning, that means a lot of money was going on the Bears.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yep. And you know, I'm full in the conspiracy club of phantom.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. It's definitely
WWE.
It's not completely scripted, but they'll throw you some calls to extend a drive for sure.
I'm hoping that happens for Michigan in the Big Ten title game because the Big Ten conference needs a playoff team because it's more lucrative for the conference. So I'm going to be watching for like every holding call that was not called during the regular season on Aiden Hutchinson, where he's getting hooked and he's hands in the air to the ref every week and Harbaugh complaining in press conferences when people ask about it. And he's sending the film to the Big Ten office every week, trying to point out every holding call that they miss. I'm waiting for every one of those to get called in this game.
Nice.
All of them.
That'd be great.
All of them. And I feel confident that Michigan is going to win because of that.
Los Angeles Chargers at Cincinnati Bengals. This game, this is a tough one for me. I think it's a do or die for the Chargers. I think that they have to win this game. I also think that their style of offense torches Cincinnati's style of defense. But I could be wrong.
All right. All right, so I did a ton of analysis on this one, by the way, and I'm going to be on Nate Parker's show tomorrow,
Fantasy Cast.
We're going to talk about Fantasy Cast. We're going to talk about DFS, and I'm going to go over like roster construction and some of the things and variables to look at. And one of those variables, and I'm going to use this game as one of my examples. It has a higher over under. I don't know if it's changed since the opening line, but I believe it's 50.5 right now. But it's a 50.5. Over under with a 2.5 point spread with the Bengals being favored at the beginning of the week. I don't know if that's changed at all, but regardless, when I see that, the first thing I think, okay, this is a game where it could be a back and forth shootout. So if I'm targeting this game, I'm probably going to go with some of the receivers from this particular matchup. But it's Joe Mixon in this game and it's Austin Eckler in this game. So this entire week to me, this whole slate, this main slate for DraftKings, for example, and in the tournament field, I feel like the one of the better strategies, and you can run it back and forth, is to go three running backs. So you're gonna look for two of the top running backs, and you're gonna try to find that third running back that you want to add into your lineup, because there's several guys that you can place in there. So basically, you make 20 lineups. And you go with several different running backs in your flex spot until you hit on one of those, with two of the chalkier running backs being probably Austin Eckler, obviously, and Joe Mixon in your lineup. Okay. But you're obviously fading Jonathan Taylor because he's going to be the highest projected ownership in the slate. And he's also the most expensive player on the slate. But nevertheless, this is a huge game to target. But I think that the Bengals, the way that they've been winning games, were down the stretch in the football game. They start to run the football against teams and take over games. I think that's exactly what they're going to be able to do against the Chargers. And that's why I'm going to go Bengals in this game, by the way. But nevertheless, I think they run the ball well, and it'll be a back and forth kind of game early. And I think the Bengals will win it late.
I think these two teams are equal. So give me the team that gets the points. Taking the Chargers.
All right, go for it.
And Herbert's been very Jekyll or Hyde. So after a sloppy week last week, I expect him to bounce back. CJ is taking the Bengals.
Of course he is. Smart guy.
Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are getting 10 in this one. And the line has moved to 11, which means Tampa Bay is getting massive amounts of money put on them. Tampa Bay famous for the backdoor covers. Tom Brady has 30 touchdown passes already. Leonard Fournette, four touchdowns last week. The Falcons defense has been getting better.
Yep. And this is the other game that I'm going to talk about tomorrow, and not to ruin everything that I'm going to talk about, because there's a lot more detail than this, but this is another game where the run script for the favored team getting, you know, Bucks being favored by 10 points tells you that this game could have a heavy run script down the line. So this is a big game opportunity. Again, for those who want to fade Jonathan Taylor, for example, in DFS, daily fantasy, especially on DraftKings, where he's like $9,200 and the highest projected ownership, Leonard Fournette might be the next best play at a lower cost, so that you can construct a better lineup overall. But anyway, I am going to take the Bucks because of that. I think that they'll be able to run the football in this game, and I do think that they're going to win by more than 10.
All right, I'm taking the Falcons, because this is a do-or-die game for them, playoff-wise. And I just think that the score is going to be closer. Okay. 10's a lot. I think the Bucks have been caught sleeping a couple times this year. And it basically, yeah. So I think that, and they're trying to get healthy, so they're just grinding out on the ground right now. Another sneaky play in fantasy, Ronald Jones has had 2 touchdowns.
Oh, last that's weeks. Another one. Yeah. Down the stretch too, because in the fourth quarter, if they're already up multiple scores, that's the guy that,
yeah. And remember, Ronald Jones was the lead back last year. Like, he had 1,000 yards rushing.
He started the year as the main dude. It was just down the stretch fumble. Where Fournette. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fournette fumble definitely could change your whole season.
What did CJ have here? I'm trying to find it on here.
Let me look. CJ had the Bucks.
Okay, cool. All right. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you can get help by visiting gamblingaddictioncenter.com. Addiction is a disease, and we here at the 5-Tool Sports Podcast and Football Scout 365 want our listeners to know that everything we present on our show with regard to point spreads and betting, that is strictly for entertainment purposes only. So
everything in moderation, guys. And let's go Jacksonville Jaguars, Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are given 13 points in this one, even though they haven't looked like a 13-point team recently.
This week they should look like
Trevor that. Lawrence is going against Floyd, Donald, and Von Miller. That could be rough.
Yeah, and the bad news for Trevor Lawrence is all of those high-profile coaching jobs in college football are being filled by other coaches. Named Urban Meyer. Yeah, so right.
And Urban looks like came Urban out and is said there. He's not leaving.
Yeah, so. Of course he did. Yeah. Maybe he just has a vendetta against Trevor, you know. He just
and remember him. Remember Odell Beckham looked good on Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not gonna flinch on this one. I know 13 points is a lot. But the Rams, they're looking to impose their will, so to speak.
Rams are also a turnover-based defense, so Trevor Lawrence throws a few picks. This one could get ugly.
Yeah, but if the Jaguars can get the run game going, they can make it a closer game in that way. And I know they've been talking about using Trevor Lawrence more as a runner and utilizing their backs more consistently. They really don't have a choice. But then at receiver, who do you even have? Like,
Rams are on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, this feels like a blowout.
Right, yeah, this is a get right game. I'm going Rams.
CJ went Rams.
Did he? Well.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Washington football team, Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are getting 2.5.
Yeah. Now, the Washington football team secondary hasn't been as bad.
No, it hasn't.
Recently.
Washington's been playing tough lately. Antonio Gibson looking healthier and healthier. Really regret trading him away for Alvin Kamara.
Yeah. He's been banged up, though, you know. And if he's
been playing with a shin fracture all year.
Yeah, if he weren't hurt, he'd probably have better numbers. He'd be utilized as a receiver far more often. So I'm going with the home team. I'm going with the Raiders. I think Carr will have a good game, a good opportunity to put up some numbers and score some touchdowns in this particular game. But I also like Josh Jacobs, man, between the tackles, the way he's been running. I know, look, 3 yards at a time might not sound great, but he's a guy who helps the offense set up the play action and open things up. So this is a game I think the Raiders can easily win.
Shout out Jonathan Allen. He's been playing real tough for the Washington football team this year.
Yeah. And there's no Chase Young right now too. So they've been all right, even in that aspect of things. I'm still going Raiders.
I'm going Washington football team. They're going to muck it up. And I think they still get to Derek Carr. And when you can get to Derek Carr, he turns.
Oh, we already know.
Yeah.
He just falls on the ground in tears saying, "Don't hit me." CJ picked the Raiders. Yeah.
All right. I'm going Washington. Give me the points. Right. Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers get 3 points in this one. Brandon, how crazy am I for picking? Oh, no. That means so much money's going on Baltimore, Brandon. It's up another 1.5 points.
Oh, wow.
Give me the phantom play penalty calls. Give me the in-division game rivalry. Slamming the Steelers here. It's going to get ugly.
The Steelers...
doesn't always perform well against the Steelers.
The secondary of the Steelers, are they healthy yet? I have not looked at that.
Let's look.
So they've had some injuries in their secondary. That's now most people are like, well, it's the Ravens. Are they going to? Yes. The Ravens have the players to challenge.
Oh, is that secondary out?
Yeah, that's a big.
Oh,
yeah. See, I shouldn't have said
it. So Watts placement on the reserve COVID list Monday was a result of a positive test for the virus.
Oh. Well,
so is he going to be back?
And Big Ben has looked awful. Like
the week before, dude, he looked good.
Yeah, but this last week he was terrible.
So if TJ Watt doesn't play, that changes things. And Joe Hayden's questionable. Cam Hayward's having a good season though.
Yeah, well, that's I'm going to go Ravens, and the reason why I'm going to go Ravens in this game, I think that obviously you just pointed out TJ Watt not being available. Their secondary, the Steelers secondary, is it back? Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. Besides, Hayden's questionable, but everyone else is there.
All right, well, give me the Ravens. I think that they'll, what's the line? You said it changed. I mean, it's at 3 on here. What is it at now?
It's at 4.5 for the Ravens. I'm going Steelers because it's a must-win game for the Steelers.
Yeah, I think the Ravens, I feel like the Ravens are in that position too because they want to prove, you know, they're better.
If the Steelers lose this one, they're going to miss the playoffs.
I think they'll miss the playoffs anyway.
Yeah, I know, but they're a tough team with it on the line. That's
yeah, I just think Baltimore is going to... I'm going to go with the Ravens here.
Yeah, I don't blame you. There's not a lot of logic behind me picking the Steelers offense.
It's going to be, yeah, it's
and the Bengals defense has played good last couple games too. So
this game might be more of a pick 'em than what they're giving us.
Yeah.
So again, maybe the Steelers makes. You know what? I'll go Steelers because of that thought process right there.
What did CJ go with here?
I'm looking right now. CJ went with. Oh, he went with the Ravens. Look at that. It's a conspiracy against CJ. We're picking against him here.
49ers at Seahawks. The Seahawks are getting 3 points here. And Russ has owned the 49ers his entire career.
Russ doesn't even look like he wants to be out there.
I don't know, but last week he looked good.
He
looked decent.
Yeah. Lockett got going.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks to cover here. I don't like it. I think I'm dumb for it. I honestly think that the 49ers win this game. But I just I got to Russ owns the 49ers his whole career.
I think the 49ers are a team to watch out for right now. I mean, we just talked about this.
I know you do. I don't think they're a team to watch out.
You don't think so? You're not worried about them at all?
No, their defense is not good.
They've been better. It's complimentary football. The offense is helping out. They're running the ball. They're controlling the ball. Jimmy G's
Elijah
not...
Mitchell going to stay healthy? It's too small.
I mean, he just had a finger injury and he was fine last week. Now, Debo, what's Debo's prognosis right now?
Debo is questionable. I think he misses a game or two. Let me check.
I mean, it's a groin injury, right? So I don't even trust that, honestly. So
Samuel is doubtful. So, yeah, I'm going Seahawks here for sure.
Ah, man.
That changes their offense so much.
It puts more on Brandon Ayuk.
Which I think he's going to have a huge game, honestly.
Juwan Jennings has stepped up.
Yes.
He had a huge game. I'm going to go 49ers. I mean, it could be closer than what I really thought initially
Seahawks.
I just don't trust Seattle.
I don't either, but you know, you got to take a risk.
They've got so many weapons and they just haven't proven much of anything. I know last week, like you said, it looked a little bit better. I'm not trusting it. But I know CJ went with the 49ers. So.
Yes, he did. Okay, let's look at the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs. Denver is getting 10 points in this one, and I am slamming Denver in this one.
Is that even right? Go check and see if that's updated or changed.
Yeah, let me look. As of last night, I thought it was 11. I was looking at it last night. Let me see.
Why?
Because people think the Chiefs are back, and I think they're underestimating Denver's D.
Well, okay.
They are running. Okay, now it's down to 9.5. That means a lot of people are going Denver.
Still. But here's the thing. Yeah, of course they are. But what are the injuries on the Broncos? Something has to be throwing this off. I know Bridgewater not phenomenal against pressure, and the way Chris Jones is playing in the middle of that defense, he's going to be.
Melvin Gordon is questionable.
Oh
wow. Okay, so Denver's whole offensive line is questionable.
For what?
Bobby Massey questionable. Quinn
just
Mears,
injuries
questionable. Dalton Risner questionable. Garrett Bull is out. Okay, so that makes more sense. All right, maybe Chris
Jones.
What
about their secondary?
Bad offensive line.
How's the Broncos secondary looking? Surtain, everybody's healthy, I believe.
So Surtain is healthy. Green Jackson questionable. Darby questionable. Chubb questionable. So the Broncos are coming in a little banged up here.
Yeah,
you know
that could be
what
it is.
This flips me. The money's going Denver here. They're banged up. It's Monday night. Chiefs may be wanting to prove something. Give me the Chiefs here. It's cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go that way, too. I this goes against everything I believe in terms of these large point spreads. And this is a divisional game, too, that you would expect to be close. And it probably will be, and we'll be wrong. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I feel like they are getting better. Their defense is playing well.
Yeah.
And hats off to Chris Jones for being a freak of nature in the middle of the defense.
Listen, the war in the trenches is literally how games are won, and their entire line is injured.
Tell me about it. Yeah, and that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a massive problem.
That's
Bridgewater.
A problem. Yeah, except when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this.
Well, Bridgewater's banged up too, if I'm not mistaken. He got knocked out of the last game.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the Chiefs here, and I'm feeling good about it.
Let's see what old CJ picked here.
He went with the Broncos.
Oh, good pick. I like it.
All right, so our final game, Monday Night Football, maybe the game of the year, honestly. Patriots Bills, and the updated spread for Patriots Bills is Buffalo -2.5.
So it's moved a hair. So it's essentially, you know, what, a pick 'em.
And the Patriots are 5-0. Away.
Yeah,
and,
this
and
is
no Tre'Davious White.
And the weather doesn't matter for the Patriots. So whatever the weather in Buffalo is, it's not going to matter because they've played in it all. They don't.
Bill is smart. He's going to take away Josh Allen's favorite options, which is going deep. They're going to try to force New England, the Buffalo, to run the ball. That is exactly what they're going to do. And this I don't think Devin Singletary and Matt Breida are getting it done.
As a receiver, Breida can. Not as a runner.
He hasn't been that good as a runner. And I'm feeling pretty confident about it, which means and y'all should probably take Buffalo.
No, Buffalo's offensive line hasn't been that phenomenal either for them. And you just said it. If Josh Allen doesn't have time to throw and he has to run all over the place, which is something that he excels at, and New England's already taken your favorite thing away, which is probably going to be Diggs, obviously. Man, it's just going to be a lot of underneath, slow, methodical football until the Patriots will wait and wait and wait until you get close enough to the red zone and they'll force you into field goals or a mistake. I still think Buffalo's defense is going to be okay because Mac Jones he's not going to go in there and just rip you to shreds. He'll pick you apart underneath and in the intermediate game. I really do like how the Patriots have done things offensively as well. I'm going to go New England in this game. I really think that they're probably going to win this division, man. The Patriots are looking like a division winner over there right now. So
yeah, they are. They are. The defense is real deal, man. I didn't realize JC had seven interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Who did you go with? You said New England as well?
Pats, yeah.
And then CJ went Bills. Look at that. So in terms of our picks this week, we've got some differentiators in here. So there's some games that'll help decide who's going to, like, this week could decide who's in the league in the lead among us three in terms of our picks for the year so far. And we're all basically picking at around 50% as it is, with CJ in the lead by a couple games and you and I basically deadlocked here. So there's going to be some fun games here, especially this Patriots one with the Bills. Honestly, my favorite game of the week. And obviously tonight's going to be a good game too, I think. So we'll see.
Nice. Well, Brandon, that does it. Is there anybody that you're looking at stands out DFS wise before we wrap it up?
Like I said, tomorrow I'm going to be recording a show about that. And we're going to be looking at a lot of different variables. I feel like the slate's set up to be a running back type of week with the way the spreads are, but again, as the spreads change during the week and injuries come up and things of that nature, and look, the Broncos offensive line, a lot of people might be like, oh yeah, this is a good week for Javonte Williams. But if Melvin Gordon's banged up, a lot of people might jump on the Javonte train late here without even paying attention to that offensive line. So those are variables that you have to look at in DFS. So I don't know. I like Leonard Fournette this week. That's one to pay attention to. And Austin Eckler and Joe Mixon, those are other guys. So if you're looking to not go chalk with Jonathan Taylor, those are some of the guys to look at running back.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that's going to wrap us up this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. As always, check out Brandon's site, Football Scout 365. And please take a look at our NBA pod that we've added to the feed. It's me and Coach Mel Taylor. And we do a little bit of hip-hop talk, talk a lot of NBA. It's just a good time. And give us a listen, write, review, and check us out at the number5toolsportspodcast.com. Shout out M Cash for the fire theme song. Check out his music. He's been posting a lot on YouTube. And as always, guys, let the music hit. We'll be out.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cubicle.